Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the Shabbos HaGadol, Yud Beis Nissan, Tovshin Pei Dalad, Masecht Nazir, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Vav. Ha'ish Madir es Benoi Benazir. A man can make his son, who's under Bar Mitzvah, a Nazir. He can say, my son, Hare Pliny, my son, this son is a Nazir. Or he can actually say to him, you are a Nazir. And the boy will be a Nazir. However, Ve'en Ha'isha Madir says, Benoi Benazir. A woman cannot make her son a Nazir by saying, you're a Nazir. Ketzad. How does it work? How can a father do it? If, let's say, Gilach, the son, shaves his hair and shows that he doesn't want to accept being a Nazir, or Shigilchu Hukrovov, or his relatives shaved his hair, Micha, or if the son just protests and says, I don't want to be a Nazir, or Shimichu Krovov, or his relatives say that we don't want our relative, this young boy, to be a Nazir, then the Nazirus will not be valid. But what happens, hoysel or behemah mefreshes? What happens if the father, in the meantime, had already set aside animals for the korban of the nazirus of his son? What does he do with these korbanos? Hachatos, if he had set aside an animal which is fit for hachatos, tomos, the animal has to die. As we said before, it's left to die. We don't kill it, but we leave it until it dies, but cannot be used. It's like the din of hachatos whose owner has died. V'ho'oila, the korban, or the animal that was fit to be an oila, tikrav oila, can be offered or should be offered as an oila, as an adoba, because it can always be offered, an oila can always be offered as a gift. Can't offer a chadas as a gift. V'hashlamim, the animal that was meant to be a shlamim, or fit to be a shlamim, yikrvu shlamim, shall be offered as a shalme, an adoba. V'necholin yomechad, v'enetun lechem. And these shlamim can be eaten for one day only, one day and a night, like because they come from the kedusha of a nazir, of a shalmi nazir at least, ve'einon tuna lechem. They do not require the bread, which normally a shalmi nazir does have. Why don't they have it? As we said earlier on in the previous Mishnais, that is because it says he shall put it on the kapei nazir, on the hands of the nazir. Well, there is no nazir here, so there's no need to have the bread or the lechem. The lechem actually it's matzah. What happens if the father didn't set aside animals, but he set aside money, and the money has not been designated for any korban particularly? Then you pull in dover. All the money can be used for a gift offering, or for the it should be put into a big box that from which they would fund any oilos nadova, any gift offerings of being an oilos. That's if the money was not specified, not designated. However, Mois Mufarashin, if the father had already designated these monies will go for the chatos, this will go for the oil of the Gershlamim, then the mechatos yelchol yamalach. The money that was reserved for chatos, like the original animal, like the animal itself, has to be thrown in the ocean. No benefit, can't be used. Loinanin v'loimolin, you're not allowed to have any benefit from it, but nor will any me'illah. One is not violating the kedusha of the money because this is not really a chatos. It's the money that was reserved for a chatos, but it doesn't have the kedusha of the chatos. Demei oila, the money that was meant to be, that was reserved for an oila, you'll be an oila, they should offer an oila, or moilin bahan, and me'illah will apply. Like anyone who has benefit from it will be chayav a korban me'illah. Demei shlamim, the money that was reserved for shlamim, you'll be a shlamim, shall be offered as a shlamim. V'nechol in yom echad, v'einotan lechem, it can be eaten only for one day, because it comes from the kedusha of a nazir, but it does not require the bread that normally it's brought with a nazirite's korban shlamim, because there's no nazir here. It's a kapeh nazir. It says it should be put on the hands of nazir with the bread, and there is no nazir here. It's been broken. It's been protested. Mishnah Zayin. Ha'ish megaleach al nazirus aviv. A man is allowed to bring his korbanos for the nazirus of his father, and we'll explain what that means. If the father had set aside money for his own korbanos but died, the son can use this. Under what circumstance, we will see later in our Mishnah. V'ein ha'ishu megalachas al nazirus aviyah. But a woman, a daughter, cannot bring karbonis for her teglachas, for the company her haircut, when she completes a naziris, from the money that her father had set aside for his naziris. And his father died. She can't use the money. And that's even if she's Yorush, her father, even if she's the sole heir of the father, it doesn't matter. This halacha too is from her Moshe Mishinai. It comes all the way from Kabbalah. Ketzat, how does it work that a son can shave and use the money of his Naziris that was set aside for the Naziris of his father? Mishahoya Aviv Nazir, man whose father was a Nazir, Behifrish Mois Stumim al Nazirusai. And he set aside money that was not yet designated, which was the Chatos, which was the Oilo Shlomo. It was all one big lot of money. Vameis, and the father died before he was able to complete his Naziris. V'omar, and then the son said, Hareini Nazir, I'm a Nazir, Galach al Mosaba. I'm going to be a Nazir on the condition that I can use the money that my father set aside, who never he wasn't able to use, and he died. I'm making a Nazir on that condition that I can use his money to bring my karbonis. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Harei lo yibul n'davar. In this situation, the money all goes to a gift offering. The father set aside and he died. It goes to the Beis HaMikdash to use when there is not many karbonis being brought, so they would bring this and fund the gift offerings of the Olam. Why? Because since the son made this declaration, he made himself a to be a Nazir after the father died, on condition to shave and bring the karbonis with the money of his father, Ein zeh megalech al naziris aviv. That's why he is not permitted to use the money that his father set aside. He has to get his own money. Eizehu shemegalech al naziris aviv. What case do we say that a son can use the naziris of his father or the money set aside? Mishaha Yehuv aviv nazirim. That's if both son and father and son were nazirim. The son made a nazir, declared himself to be a nazir while the father was still alive. V'hifrish aviv moistumim nazirosoi. And his father set aside money that was undesignated for his naziros. V'omeis, and then the father died. Zehu shemegalech al naziris aviv. Then the son is allowed to bring with this money, these monies of this father, the karbonis of tiglachta, because he made himself a nazir when the father was still alive. Then he can use the money that the father set aside, but after the father died, he can't. This is how the Gemara learns that the whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Allah Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yosi, the Chachamim of the opinion that whether the son made the declaration to be a nazir after his father died on condition to use the father's money, or whether it was when the father was when he and the father were still alive, that's when he made the declaration to be naziris, and the father had set aside money undesignated and died. In both cases, the son can always use the money that his father had set aside for his naziris, and that is the halacha. The Rambam paskens that way, the halacha is like the chachamim. Most of the Mefarshim learn the Mishnah this way. Tosfos learns this way. Rambam, Miri. However, Rashi has a different gersa, and Rashi seems to learn it differently. According to him, according to Rashi, the chachamim argue in both cases. They argue the Reisha and in the Sefer. I.e., according to the Chachamim, only someone who made a declaration to be an Ozer after his father died, on condition to use the father's money, only such a person, is able to be Megaleach, is able to use the money that his father set aside. But if he was alive, if he declared himself to be an Ozer, he took upon himself the vow of Ben Zeros when the father was alive, where he was already chayev for bringing a korban from himself on his own, he cannot use the naziris of his father, the money that his father had set aside. But that's how Rashi learns, but most Mefarshim don't learn that way. They seem to learn that the Chachamim are only arguing about the Reisha, and they hold that either way, whether he made it after the father died or while the father was still alive, whether he became a nazir then, in all cases, he can use the money that was put aside by the father. And that's the halacha.